This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It took almost a year and 442 million miles, but NASA's latest Mars probe slipped into orbit around the red planet last night. It's going to be looking for clues as to how Mars lost its water. Meanwhile, back on Earth, Europe to be just a tad more precise, some private companies are planning their own Mars ventures. One of them, the Dutch project Mars One, says it's on track for blastoff within a decade. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Not, on the face of it, an alluring prospect, a trip to a bitterly cold, dusty wasteland with no oxygen and not much water. And a one-way trip at that. But 21-year-old Ryan McDonald can hardly wait for liftoff.
I'm going there because I want to live on Mars, spend my life there because that's how I think I can achieve the most for humanity.
Ryan, a physics student at Oxford University, is one of 700 potential settlers on Mars, selected from more than 200,000 applicants.
10, 9, ignition sequence start.
For Ryan, the main motivation is the Apollo program that put man on the moon.
For me, the most important thing is about inspiring a new generation of scientists and engineers. Just look at the Apollo program and all the economic benefits that came out of that. I want to give a new generation their Apollo moment.
But Apollo astronauts came back. There's no return journey for the Mars One's colonizers. However, would-be settlers like 34-year-old school lab technician Alison Rigby seem unfazed by that.
This happened throughout human history. People have travelled across the planet with no hope of returning to where they came from. So I would just be the next generation of these pioneers.
Cooped up in a pressurised biodome with only three other people at first, isn't life on Mars going to be rather boring?
Yeah, it would be extremely limited. But my background is a chemist. I have a master's degree in chemistry. The opportunity to examine another planet is enticing.
Welcome to London and to the Games of the 30th Olympiad.
The man behind the Mars One mission claims his inspiration for the project came from the Olympics. Dutch entrepreneur Bas Lansdorp says what caught his eye about the London Games was the revenue from sponsorship and broadcasting rights.
Over $4 billion. And the Olympic Games are only 3 weeks of broadcasting, so that's more than $1 billion per week just because the world is watching.
And he says the world would certainly want to watch a human mission to Mars, so raising the $6 billion he needs will be a shoo-in. But the project has its critics. The Lloyd's insurance market in London. Underwriter David Wade is an expert on space. He insures satellites. He doesn't think Mars One adds up.
I think the last time NASA looked at a mission like this was $100 billion. So I think $6 billion is also a highly ambitious target.
And he says he's spotted another flaw in the Mars One business plan. A subsidiary of the Dutch company that created Big Brother has already snapped up the broadcasting rights to the final crew selection process. Wade can see a clash between the demands of interplanetary travel and reality TV.
You want controversial people. You want difficult people. You want drama. That's not the people that you want on a space mission, particularly a one-way mission where you're going to be locked up in a cramped capsule with four colleagues for months on end. It's just fraught with with difficulties to go down that route.
You're a liar! You're a liar and you're a fake! You're a liar!
Which is
Big Brother does succeed and brings the first bickering emissaries from Earth to the Red Planet, the TV producers face another drawback. They won't be able to evict anyone from the biodome on Mars. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.